Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Target acquired. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On Father's Day 2016, Ari Nagel entered a Target bathroom on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, with a menstrual soft cup in his hand. He stayed in the stall for a couple minutes and then exited, handing off the soft cup to a woman named DG, who took the sperm back to her partner outside. The couple could have spent close to $25,000 at sperm banks trying to conceive, but this sperm, which cost them less than a dollar, proved to do the trick. Today we're talking about Ari Nagel, the controversial sperm pioneer and father of over 100 kids, known around the world as the elusive Target Sperminator. Ari Nagel is a 45-year-old, 6'2", CUNY Kingsborough math professor who grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family with 6 siblings. He has 3 kids of his own and didn't think his life would take the path that it did, gaining him international renown for having crazy productive sperm. Don't believe me? Nagel claims his sperm has a count of 85 million per milliliter. As a note, the Mayo Clinic says normal sperm density ranges from 15 million to 200 million sperm per milliliter. So I'd say that's, I don't know, pretty good? I'm not a doctor. But the main appeal of Ari Nagel's sperm services are that he's tall, seemingly smart, genial, and he's never charged a woman for his donations. Ever. This means thousands of dollars saved for many women when sperm and fertility can range from $5,000 to like $35,000 to like $100,000. He does it purely for the love of spreading his seed, Nick Cannon style. Or Elon Musk, if you will, but I won't. Nagel had his first foray into professional baby making around 11 years ago when he went with a friend who happened to be an Upper West Side single, straight Jewish woman in her 30s, not that I would know anything about that, to the fertility clinic for emotional support. She decided to do insemination, so Nagel fixed her up with someone who might be a good donor for her. They hit it off, the donor and this woman, and the deal was set. But last minute, this sperm donor friend chickens out and Nagel steps in. In doing that, in being his donor for his friend, he realized that he could definitely donate sperm and that he maybe even liked it. Next, he helped out a lesbian couple he found on Craigslist who were looking for a donor. Then other women started hearing about Nagel through Known Donor Registry, a free website for those looking for sperm donors, and by word of mouth. Quote, "This isn't time-consuming, and I'm doing it anyway," Nagel said of his new hobby. "It's very easy for me to do." In those early days, for about half the time, Nagel provided his services the old-fashioned way. In what feels to me as very Handmaid's Tale, and yes, I know that parallel is very overused in this day and age, the New York Post describes Nagel having sex with a lesbian woman looking to conceive and the partner there holding her hand for moral support. Okay, not totally Handmaid's Tale, but still kind of an odd visual. I don't know. Quote, "She never slept with a guy before, so the partner's in bed holding her hand," Nagel explains. "Sometimes it could be a little painful. Then after a few times, they're comfortable to do it on their own." Comfortable wouldn't be the word that I would use. But again, trying to take myself out and just let you know the facts of the story, kind of. Nagel prefers to donate his sperm in a cup, fresh and somewhere public, with good Wi-Fi so he can do it right then and there. He often uses public restrooms, like those at Target and at a Starbucks, to quickly produce his samples and hand them off to the ovulating woman. Quote, "You don't want to do it in one where people are knocking," he says. He also offers sperm pickup near downtown Brooklyn, but often people are more comfortable meeting in public. Once a location is chosen, Nagel will go into the bathroom, get into some X-tube, and get some fresh sperm. And he's pretty open about using Target's facilities to do just that, even explaining the minutiae of getting the job done. Quote, "You can't connect to Target Wi-Fi if you're connecting to a porn site, so I use my cell service," he says, and his vessel of choice is the trademarked Instead Soft Cup, a kind of menstrual cup. He then delivers the specimen to the woman waiting in the Target, probably around the front entrance where the bathrooms are, and she goes into the ladies' room and inserts it into her cervix right then and there. "I can keep it in for 12 hours," said DG, a 40-year-old lesbian from the Bronx, the woman who I talked about meeting up with Nagel initially. DG, who declined to give her actual name, had tried a few times before using Nagel's sperm, but hadn't yet conceived. Most women are pretty happy with Nagel's services. Quote, "He's a lot of fun to be around. He loves people, he's outgoing, and he's gorgeous," says Tiffany Harrison, 41, of New Jersey, who with her wife, Yvonne, have a daughter, Zoe, using Nagel's sperm. And Nagel himself is pretty satisfied, as I keep saying. As he kept donating, he kept enjoying the process more and more. Quote, "I just love seeing how happy the moms and kids are. That's why I do this. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I feel like I'm getting all the joy, but also getting a good night's rest," he says. After the initial nervousness around donation, Nagel evolved from the elusive Target Sperminator to being pretty proud and open about his contribution to the human population. He has a Facebook album of photos of his kids and regularly babysits and attends birthday parties and graduations. He has even been present for a handful of deliveries. He says, "Single women prefer me to their mom." Okay. I looked at his Facebook, again, in kind of a cursory way, but I checked it out, and it's pretty much a promotion of his sperm donation and the different media types around it, we'll get to that, and has him holding lots of little kids in close-up selfies with a kind of, I'd say, worried, playful look on his face. It, again, harkens me personally, back to dudes on dating apps who would stand in front of angel wings or give an irreverent shrug to the camera. It's got his own vibe to it, and if you know, well, you know. Anyway, Nagel, he fully embraces his fatherhood on almost every platform that he has. It's kind of who he is now. It really usurps any other identity that you would see from looking at his social media. Nagel says his name appears on the birth certificates for just under half of his offspring. Some take his last name. There's even an Ari Jr. and two Arias. A few families have used him multiple times to ensure siblings are related. In 2017, Nagel went to Vietnam to help a 30-something handicapped woman who had suffered a debilitating motorcycle accident. She said, "It is all I ever wanted." "You just have a vibe that she'd be an amazing mom," he told the Post. This woman now has twins, both 2 years old, obviously, and has asked Nagel to be the godfather. And now, of course there is, we have a Sperminator movie. Movies, plural, and a web series. One movie called The Baby Daddy was making the festival rounds in Israel, and one called The Sperminator, directed by Leslie Ollie Walker, is doing the same. And then there's a 6-part web series, also called The Sperminator, produced by The Post. Admittedly, I have not seen any of these, but they all feel pretty similar to me. They really celebrate Nagel, they talk about his story, you know, this unconventional way of helping, you know, make babies and help families become bigger and grow, etc. Here is the summary of the Sperminator feature. The Sperminator offers an intimate look into the life of Ari Nagel, a math professor in Brooklyn, New York, with a surprising hobby, helping women get pregnant by donating his sperm, free of charge. What started as a simple favor assisting a friend getting pregnant has turned into a calling for Nagel, who now has nearly 30 children, more than that now, and no plans of stopping. So what motivates a man to father child after child without the legal protection of a sperm bank, any financial compensation, or, in most cases, any sexual contact? Our answer comes in speaking with 5 mothers whose lives Ari has changed forever. Equal parts peculiar and heartwarming, the Sperminator explores the new meaning of family and fatherhood in the modern age. But it's not all jizz and good times, you guys. We'll have more after the break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Are you doing okay today? Yesterday?
You know what this is?
Tomorrow. You know exactly where you are, baby.
Yeah. But I started taking yoga recently, so do like everything guided.
Yeah, that's important. Zen guided. I think Jason asked me if there was a yoga studio, which I liked, which I laughed at because I'm the least athletic movement oriented person.
You just ran a half marathon. Don't tell me.
At gunpoint.
Well, all right.
But I like how I was like, there's videos and you're like, the point is for me to leave my home.
Yeah.
It's time.
And not look at a phone or computer.
Yeah.
So in the same way, I'm just as good because I did it for a whole week. I'm just mm-hmm. as, you know, I'm just as like zen out and enlightened, zen out. Join my cult.
Absolutely. This is slowly transitioning. We're going to ask you for more and more money, but not yet. Not now.
Well, we want to say hello to anyone who's listening, anyone who supports the show, spreads mm-hmm. the good word.
Mm-hmm.
And a little shout out to a couple of cult leaders.
Hell yeah.
The mayors. And they look so cool.
Yeah, they
individual.
Really they're like really pale and their hair is like kind of stringy but still thick.
Ooh. Yeah, how do they do it?
I don't know.
How do they do
tunics,
it?
But they look good. Like their quads look good. Like everything looks good. It's working for me.
The cult leaders / mayors of this government. And cults, government, same thing.
Really?
James Harrington.
Hello.
Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
Kat Joselle.
Hello.
Dara Rosenzweig.
Hello.
And the one and only enlightened one.
The highest of the high.
The one who cannot be questioned. Doesn't do it for the cash, but gets it.
Like, give her your money, leave your families for
Avian Noble. So if you want no ads, no chit-chat, just the good stuff, bonus episodes, you want to binge, but you don't want to hear any ads or chit-chat, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get back into it?
Let's get back into it now. Okay, so here we are. We are back. Ari Nagel is fathering children all over the world, but again, it's not all helping the public or empowering women. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing that he's done. He's given many women possibility where maybe they haven't had it before, but as you've probably heard from this piece, I feel skeptical around it. You know, I think there's a part of it that just rings a little bit above the law. And again, I'm someone who is generally not into rule following and bureaucracy, but there's just something that feels a little off about it. And then I found out what that was. The first five women who got pregnant by Nagel's donations, yes, the first five, successfully sued him for child support. So nearly half of his professional salary is garnished for his kids. Quote, "I don't know what's more surprising, that five sued or that 17 didn't," Nagel says. "They were all well aware there was no financial obligation on my part. They all promise in advance they won't sue." Crystal, a Connecticut woman who has two sons, 6 and 7, by Nagel, says she wasn't aware of any such arrangement. The 45-year-old mom, who took Nagel to court for child support, says that she was expecting to co-parent with him and that she didn't know his plans to father more kids. Quote, "My kids got left in the dust," says the woman, who conceived both boys through intercourse. "You can't co-parent with 20-something kids." The other four who sued could not be reached for comment. I'm just saying that. But you've got to wonder, at least I did, is there a Mrs. Sperminator? Yes. Yes, there is. Well, there was. There was. Roxanne Nagel is Ari's ex-wife and mother to three more of his many, many children. They have a son, who's 12, and daughters who are 2 and 5. According to Roxanne, she found out about his donations back in 2016 and was not happy with what was going on. The fact that he was married with a family is not something that Nagel has talked openly about with his clients or the press. So after Nagel's donations started to be actively reported on and literally hit newsstands, a reader tipped off the Post the fact that Nagel was actually married. When Roxanne Nagel heard the news, she was, quote, devastated, and that was a quote I've seen across the board, having had no idea this was happening. Nagel then came clean, confessing that he is indeed married and that his wife is livid and that, quote, "she's been yelling at me a lot." He also says that their relationship hasn't been romantic in years. Outside of the family's apartment building in 2017, Roxanne told the Post, I have nothing to say. What's done is done. Still, Nagel tells a different story, insisting that Roxanne actually did know about his sperm donations. Quote, "Of course she knew what was going on," Nagel tells the Post, saying their marriage is, quote, "complicated." The tricky part? She didn't support it. She always wanted me to be a regular, traditional spouse. The two were in a committed relationship when their son was born in 2004, and they married about a year after his birth. But at some point, it broke down, according to Nagel, adding that he and his wife sleep in separate bedrooms. He helps raise their 12-year-old son and two daughters, again, 2 and 5. The latter two, Nagel says, were born after he and Roxanne's relationship emotionally ended. Quote, "When she saw me donating to all these women, she asked, why are they worthy and I'm not?" Quote, "She was never happy about all these other kids, but she tolerated it," Nagel said. Thankfully, the two got divorced a couple years ago, and now Nagel is actively dating, but he feels his calling, his priority, maybe to impregnate. He's also still inundated with pleas from women. Nagel says his inbox includes emails in the triple digits, wanting his winning sperm. He says he simply wants to help the people who ask, and donating sperm, it's not a kink or narcissistic compulsion. He says, quote, "Maybe I'm not good at saying no. I would describe myself that way, but definitely not. I have a great life, even if I struggle financially. I got lots of hugs and kisses every single day. I think the motivation of why I help these women, in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience." In 2017, Nagel deposited sperm with 6 different sperm banks in Israel for 6 different women. Israeli law requires donors to be anonymous unless they sign a document stating their intention to co-parent the child with the mother. Nagel signed the intention to co-parent document with the women, but the Israeli Health Ministry rejected these documents, disbelieving Nagel's intent to parent the prospective children. The Israeli Health Ministry stated, quote, "Considering the number of women whom Mr. Nagel impregnated with his sperm, it is our position that the claim of an intention to perform true joint parenthood with Mr. Nagel is not sincere or reasonable." The samples Nagel already stored in Israel aren't destroyed yet, as far as my research can tell. But the women, who paid $1,400 in annual fees to store them, cannot access them. One has since decided to sue the ministry for the right to use the sperm. The case went to the High Court of Justice after a court rejected her claim, but the court then ruled that it was, quote, "doubtful he, Nagel, can function as an actual father due to the number of his children." So, rejected. In 2018, Israeli authorities banned Nagel from donating sperm. In 2020, however, Nagel borrowed his brother's passport to go back to Israel in some kind of, again, Zionist abundance. I'm not exactly sure why Israel, but I feel like it has something to do maybe to his Judaism or conservative orthodoxy growing up. I can't really say. But he went back to Israel to donate his sperm to a different Israeli woman. During COVID, Nagel was teaching his math classes remotely, which freed him up for more sperm donations, and he was going strong. Around 60 of the mothers of Nagel's babies even formed a private Facebook group and refer to themselves as Ari's baby mamas. In a 2021 Esquire profile after fathering over 100 children, Nagel says he is considering retiring from sperm donation to focus on his existing children, and because of the impact of age, he's now in his mid-40s, a point where sperm quality may lessen. But even now, Nagel hears from women all over the world, from places he's never heard of to right around the corner. According to Nagel, most of them want a baby, but some of them just want to hook up with the famous Target Sperminator.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.